Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Is that a new intro, man?
What up, ladies and gentlemen from Augie's in Old Town Alexandria, where you're sitting here going, what the hell is going on? Each and every game for the Washington football team, we come out here to do the Chicken Smoot Show, along with the Amish man, Cy Fenwick, who's, I think all three of us are a bit hungover, and it looks by the faces on some of these folks, yeah, y'all are too.
Look into my eyes.
Look into your eyes? I don't want to see your
celebration.
Eyes.
Celebration.
Right, celebration? So here's the deal.
Evidence of celebration.
Here's the deal. We're coming off the bye week. We're also joined on Facebook and Twitter. We're coming off the bye week. What did you? I got a couple goals.
All right.
For this show.
Talk
one is to not say the R word once and put a dollar in this jar. Okay.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Between you and the R word.
Yeah. I have funded.
Stocks least, have soared.
I've funded at least two college educations of the waiters here. You understand the betting lines?
I understand the betting lines. You
okay.
Think I don't understand the betting
okay,
lines?
Okay, because last
I understand
week,
the
2 weeks ago, you were like, I picked them to win. If the Reds, son of
yeah, a gun. Put the money in the box. Put the money in the bag.
Son of
right?
a gun. Right?
Put the money
right
in the bag.
The bat.
One goal already just wasted.
Listen,
God, I
that's
suck.
Why I don't even bring cash no more.
I suck. God, I suck. So, obviously, the big news yesterday was that the Terrapins opened up a can of whoop-ass.
I thought he was
going
to go report real news.
No, like, not real
the
news.
The world don't revolve around Maryland
I
University.
Think it does.
You didn't expect him to bring up the Terps today? Look at what he's wearing.
I thought he was going to say the big news was Biden won president.
No.
And he thinks it's the Terps.
No, he texted me yesterday. He texted me yesterday out the blue.
Out the blue?
Wondering, am I watching the Terps?
Or was it out of the red?
It was out of the red.
It's a big win.
No, it was.
It's a big win.
We had a big win, too, over Vanderbilt.
Did you?
The nerds of Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough game, Vanderbilt. Do they actually have a team? I know. The Commodores?
Well,
was Lionel Richie playing guard this time or no?
Hey.
Don't hate on the nerds of the SEC. They keep everybody's GPA up.
Syracuse won the White House, so at least we have that.
What are you doing? What is that? What is that? Is that how you drink coffee? I mean, what? Why don't you just put the pinky out, too? Put the pinky out.
Excuse me if I've been to London, bloke. I've been there and I learned the correct way to drink tea, Earl Grey, and coffee.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here, let me just...
You know it. Pinky out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with these guys.
Let me just...
I show a little etiquette and growth, and then I get all the backlash from it.
Let me show you my coffee. It's got some Old Bay on it. That's quite a bean in here. It's quite a bean.
You know what? As an experience... How should I say, a veteran of drinking alcohol? Hmm. I have never known
veteran.
How people drink Bloody Marys.
Why?
What?
Why?
What are the use of a Bloody Mary? What's the use of it?
Vodka intake, for one. You get your tomato juice,
amen.
For two. Get a lime.
When
I said vodka. You're not paying attention. I said vodka. And more vodka.
Old Bay don't go with alcohol.
It most definitely
tomatoes
does.
Tomatoes don't go with alcohol.
What are you talking about?
Vegetables don't go with alcohol.
Absolutely do.
Who made you the king of alcohol?
Yeah. All I'm saying is this. What
do you think? What do you think fermentation is?
But the coffee has no alcohol in it.
Unless it's an Irish coffee.
And I'm Dutch Irish. All I'm saying is this.
Yeah, you're Dutch and Irish.
Dutch
right.
Irish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little Dutch Irish in there.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is this.
Yeah. What is your drink of choice?
In the morning? Are you talking about period? I'm really a whiskey drinker. I'm a whiskey bourbon guy.
Okay.
I love Basil Hayden.
Yes.
I love Jack Daniel.
Very good.
I love any alcohol with a first and a last name. I was taught that by my granddaddy. If your liquor doesn't have a first and a last name, thou shall not drink of thee. All right?
So you don't drink Jameson?
If I can get away from Jameson, I won't drink it because I'll drink Jack Daniels. If your wife wakes up before you
that's
and
not
brings
happen.
You a Bloody Mary in bed, do you think she loves you? Because I think she just wants me to die early. I think she's really counting the days down till I kick the bucket.
Well, if my wife wakes up with you, we got issues.
Before COVID, did you hoard?
I had already had stuff. Like, I'm the only person.
So you're why when I went to Target to get one roll of toilet paper, I couldn't do it.
It was nothing there. Listen, I was on my block handing out tissue like turkeys on Thanksgiving. Just to all my neighbors, just in case they didn't have the butt wiping material that they needed.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you.
So my wife thought that the end of the world was coming, so we had to buy so much toilet paper. And here's the issue. At some point, you're not buying the best toilet paper.
Oh, no,
you're
I
buying
can't deal
that
with one-ply
cardboard that rips you in half.
Hey, first of all, I had a bad experience as a youngster with that one-ply.
Really?
It ain't good for you.
You can't tell that story here with people eating, right?
What does that mean?
No.
You know the one thing about one-ply tissue now. It'll let you down in clutch time. That's all I'm telling you. And the one thing is, it can be traumatizing when your finger go through that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then.
Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
These are
life things. Everybody's been through it.
I'm so sorry you had to hear that.
Show me somebody the tissue.
I understand. Well, some cultures don't use toilet paper.
Yeah, they use leaves.
That's why they shake with one hand, because the other one's busy. Wow. That's unfortunate. The New York Giants today.
We've talked no football. And by the way, I had a lot of respect for Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Until one time when I was going to the park where they practice it, and I saw him pull in a van.
Yes.
But then I saw him pull right down the street about a mile away, jump out the van, jump in his Benz, and keep
going. No.
That's when I knew who Kirk Cousins was.
He did not do that.
He fosters dogs,
that's all I'm saying. He ain't the guy you think
he did
he
not
is.
Do that.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Listen to me. It was all for show.
Really?
I'm just telling you the truth. You got your version. I got the truth.
Wow. That's not terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the post-game show. Fred Smoot, Chick Hernandez, and the Amish man, Cy Fenwick, on a disappointing day for the Washington football team. 23-20, your final here from Augies in Old Town Alexandria. Almost the comeback story of the football universe. Alex Smith leading this team back. So, first off, the bad news. Kyle Allen out with what we deem a dislocated ankle.
For the season.
No doubt for the season. There might be some break in that lower leg as well. Alex Smith came in, played really, really well. Almost brought him back, but he threw two picks late. That's five turnovers for an NFL team. You cannot expect to be in a game, much less win one.
Five turnovers and you still only lost by three. Like they always say, no matter how bad a situation is, there's always some good things you can take. One team turned the ball over five times. The other team turned the ball over no times, and they only beat us by three. Now, I'm not an ignorant person, but my grandma told me years ago.
Yes?
You can't pull to a stop sign and wait on it to turn green because it's never going to happen.
Okay.
Like you obeyed the law, but you still sat there in ignorance and waited for it to tell you to go. And that's what we look like. That's how I felt today.
Right.
We was at the stop sign just waiting, all for nothing.
Is this the grandmother that runs the really good routes, or is this a different grandmother?
No, this is my grandmama, my mama's mom.
Your mama's mom?
Yeah, Mississippi grandma.
Yeah, because your daddy's mom, she ran the routes.
No. My mama's mom actually was Mississippi tough. My daddy's mom is a Mississippi diva. It's a difference.
Diva. Okay, diva and tough.
Yeah, it's different.
All right. Alex Smith on the day, 24 of 32 for 325 yards, the touchdown, but three picks. First one, not his fault. J.D. McKissick fell on the route.
Yep.
The other two, obviously, his fault. And you know that he was so excited to be back. He threw his first touchdown in 728 days.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to make a play late. The second interception he threw off back foot trying to make something happen. And I'm sure we'll hear from him about the third one, which he saw Terry McLaurin, but you saw something different.
I saw that it was Wright.
Yeah, Isaiah Wright.
Wright was coming across. I thought he should have got the ball out of his hand right there. There was a catch and run. And he could have at least got to the sideline. That's all I cared about. Get another play done. But I thought Alex was fixated on McLaurin that play, and he was going to try to get it to him no matter what. And I don't blame him.
Now,
Every time you put the ball
in his hand, right,
he makes plays.
Right.
I don't blame him, but that way you can see where Alex hasn't had the reps like he'll usually have.
Right.
But come on, to come off the bench and throw for 300 yards?
Seriously. I know. Having not played really at all for 2 years, he did play earlier this year in the rain game in place of Kyle Allen. Yes, I get it.
And if I'm Dwayne, and I'm Dwayne Haskins, if I'm sitting at home, well, not at home, but on the sideline watching what Alex did,
yes,
that's how I become a pro.
Okay. Right?
Because how did Alex get the 300? Taking what the defense gave him.
Sure did.
Every time he took what the defense gave him, play was made, play after play after play. But when he wanted to take it on his own hands, that's when the turnovers came.
He made some throws that were very decisive.
Yep.
He took those 8 yards, as you were talking about. And you see younger quarterbacks tap, tap, tap,
ho,
tap,
ho,
tap,
ho,
tap,
ho,
tap.
And
ho,
now
ho.
You're set.
And it's too late. Right.
Yep.
So it's great to see Alex Smith back. He'll be the starter next week, no doubt.
Will
Haskins be number two, no doubt?
No doubt.
No doubt.
Don't nobody else know the playbook
like
he does. And think about it. If Alex going down, you don't want to start from scratch with a guy you just picked up off the street.
Right.
Now, you're going to be forced to depend on Dwayne. Now, the question is, what's going to be Dwayne's attitude about that? Is it going to be like, Alex, I'm happy to be here. Just let me in. Give me a chance to prove to you what I can do. That's the question. Where's his head at right now? And does an emotional thug need a hug? That's always the question.
Does an emotional thug need a hug?
That's always the question where I'm from. If an emotional thug needs a hug, that means he ain't who he think he is. He ain't as tough as he think he is because thugs don't need hugs.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Unless they're emotional.
I got you. Four turnovers for the Washington football team. And by the way, so when Dwayne Haskins becomes the number two quarterback, it'll be next week against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. 1 o'clock start. We'll be here at Augie's at 12 o'clock for our Chicken Smoot Show. Or on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
We everywhere.
The podcast is on Spotify. It's on, what else is it on? Psy.
On everything. You can find
Google.
It in K-Mark. You can find it at the gas station.
You can find it
at
K-Mark. iTunes, Spotify,
any
Google
any Wawa
podcast.
You go to, you can find it. Yeah, you get that in a sub, which is kind of cool.
SoundCloud.
What?
It's on SoundCloud, too.
SoundCloud, too. Okay.
I didn't even know SoundCloud was still being used.
Well,
I didn't.
Well, first time since 2016 that this franchise has had two wideouts get over 100 yards. Today, you saw Terry McLaurin with 115 yards on 7 catches. And
Cam Sims,
110 yards on 3 catches.
I've been pulling for Cam Sims for a long time.
Yeah.
I just felt like the body was there. He just needed to catch up with the mental, and he just needed a chance. Because every time he get there, they sign somebody and push him back to the practice squad. We always have a small, great receiver. Since Art Monk, we haven't had that big receiver that can catch bad passes.
Right.
When I got here, we had Michael Restbrook. I don't think he ever got to what we thought Michael Restbrook could be. Rod Gardner, I don't think he ever made it to that pinnacle. I think an undrafted guy out of Alabama by the name of Cam Sims can be that big old target that you can make plays with.
Yeah. Sir, why don't you just take a chair and sit and turn around? You're just staring at. You're scaring me right now.
No, he's from Mississippi.
He's a Mississippi man. But he's peeking out the wall.
Hey, that's why he looks so young. He's from Mississippi.
I understand that.
We got the same disease.
Don't come over here.
Brady's
I don't want
disease.
You over here. Don't come over here. I didn't ask you to come over here.
Don't let him hate on you, man.
Especially.
Hey, peace and air, Greek. You already know it.
Especially with those legs. Don't come over here with that.
Don't let him talk about your legs. He a turtle. Don't let him talk about your legs.
Those on the podcast are going, what in the hell are they talking about right now?
That's why they got to come see it live.
You gotta come.
Live is with people, and when you with people, you get live in action.
We got people here; they're drinking. A
lot of people team
some beverages,
today.
Great food here. Mm-hmm. They watch their teams play.
Yep.
Daniel Jones still yet to lose to the Washington football team.
Daniel Jones owns us.
23 of 34, 212, just one TD.
No turnovers.
He pulled a Trent Dilfer.
Hey, the key was
no
turnovers.
Right.
Clean game. Go out there, make the plays when they present it, and continue to stay undefeated against a team you've never lost to. Meaning he doesn't know how it feels to lose. It's like me. I'm a Lakers fan. I don't know how it feels to lose to the Heat in the championship. I still don't know.
What was painful to watch was Alfred Morris, 9 carries, 67 yards, and he's still the same dude. Out in the open, little shifty, and then delivers the blow.
No, he punishes tackles.
DBs are like, you know, he's small, and the first time they get by, I'm like, oh, shit. Yep. That man can hit.
And he does it at the end.
Right.
Like, we usually wait to the end to cut them or stud up with him. No, he's coming at the end. And he won't stay contact, too.
I will tell you this. It is my it is my call on this that Jabril Peppers pulled a dirty play today in the snapping of Kyle Allen's ankle. He whipped his leg around. I know he went down to the ground, but that leg flew up. He flung that sucker. And I know he didn't mean to break his ankle, but he knew he was going to make contact with an extremity, and that's some BS right there.
He was trying to get a sack with his legs.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was.
Okay.
I couldn't get my arm around, but get the sack with my legs.
Right.
I don't think he maliciously tried to break. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
But it happened.
Yeah.
The question is, if you're the NFL, do you fine him for that play?
Right.
That's the question right now. Does he lose money off his check?
Right.
Because I can tell any of y'all, it's nothing like getting paid on a Monday and at the same time going to the locker room and it's a letter from the NFL saying that I know you just got paid, but I need half of that check.
Were you fined by the league?
I was fined most of the time for dress code violations.
Dress code.
Because, you know, it was about looking good, feeling good, playing good with me.
So how did you break
Because if you look good, feel good, play good, they pay good. That's just the way life goes.
So how did you break the dress code?
The Color Rush uniforms?
The Color Rush. You see right there.
Yes.
He claims this.
They wanted to be white in between the sock and the shoe.
I dispute this.
They wanted white between the sock and the shoe.
None of that. That's $5,000 if you don't showcase that. Right.
What?
I was willing to sacrifice $5,000 to look good.
Okay.
So these are the fines.
But you went white sleeves, so why didn't you just go white socks?
Because it's the father of the Color Rush. Without me going out there all maroon.
How is that the father of the Color Rush?
Because, you see that? Maroon, and a maroon helmet. The first Color Rush guy was me. I'm the father of it, the Ben Franklin of it.
The Ben Franklin.
That's
okay.
What I am.
Okay, all right. And you paid, so you had a $5,000 fine for that. Anything else you get fined for?
Well, it add up during the year, so if it's $5,000.
You just kept getting fined.
Oh, kept getting fined because I, you know, look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah.
All right, so $5,000. I didn't wait to week 10. I'm 50,000 deep. And don't do it in the playoffs, 15,000. Luckily, we wasn't in the playoffs.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Yep.
That wasn't going to happen.
Hater. I've been hated on by better people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the football franchise falls to 2-6. The Washington football team, and New York improves to 2-7. But again, four turnovers, the bright spot being Alex Smith, Cam Sims. The offense got it going in that second half. You saw Morgan Moses just imploring his teammates, let's go.
I've been waiting to see that from Moses.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see Moses in the ground not connected, which he hasn't been doing that this year.
Right.
I've been waiting for Moses to not have holding penalties. He hasn't been doing it this year. And now they asked him to be a leader, and guess what? So far, he's stepping up, you know?
Right.
And that's what you want to see with this young team. Like I told you when the year started, if they go 0-16 and lose every game by 3, I am satisfied.
Right.
I told you. I just watched this team fight against the Giants team, 5 turnovers to 0 turnovers, and still lose by 3. Progression is everything.
Right. Of the 3 turnovers, the first one from Antonio Gibson was it looked like a comedy show. Guys trying to pick up the fumble. I'm not sure what Logan Thomas was doing, but he tripped himself and then landed on the ball and still didn't get it.
You know how I feel about ex-quarterbacks playing other positions. If it ain't wide receiver, I don't really want to see an ex-quarterback play any other position but wide receiver. I'm just keeping it real.
Terry McLaurin, 68-yard touchdown. He's just tough as nails.
One of the sweetest catches I've seen. Actually caught it to the inside, had a guy tackling him from the outside, spent out of it, and all I see was him outrun everybody to the end zone. People in Washington, we have a special wide receiver. It's been a while, I guess since Santana Moss when he was in his max. Watch Terry McLaurin. That's how you play the receiver position. And he's a great guy. That's what you like to see, a great, humble guy. He's not a diva. We don't have a diva wide receiver.
No.
You won't catch him breakdancing on TV.
Who was a diva in the Washington football team locker room?
We had a different diva. Usually it's wide receivers. We had a cornerback by the name of Sean Spring.
Oh, Blue.
Who was a diva. Blue was a diva.
He was a diva.
But see, if you want to know what a diva wide receiver is, that's Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
All right, diva wide receiver, Dez Bryant. You know, pretty much every receiver that ever played a game besides the coach wide receiver.
Michael Westbrook tried to be a diva.
No, he was a diva.
What?
Yeah, he was.
Through
and through.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about DBs besides Sean or defenders?
Usually defenders are so kind of gritty,
yep.
Dirty. They like kind of marine-ish. They get down like the Marines.
Right.
We can't afford to be divas.
Okay.
We can't afford. Now, I did have a diva linebacker by the name of LeVar Arrington.
Well. And we're trying to get LeVar to come on the show.
Don't tell him I said, that's my guy.
I know.
You know LeVar had a little
diva. I talked to him. Oh, yes. I talked to him a few weeks ago. I'm trying to get him on the show, but he pulled a diva move and said, nah. No, he said I will when I can. So I'll take that.
That's what divas do. They will when they can.
He just came out a little while ago and talked about how difficult the transition was from football to real world and the mistakes he made, like getting on that motorcycle, you know. Yeah.
Well, but see, these are the things you don't learn from till you look back on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All of us go through those transitions. When football separates from you, see, that's the thing about it. Football divorces you quickly.
Right.
Like, it just happens overnight. You go from still playing to waking up and I ain't got nothing to do.
Right.
You ain't got to work. You're sitting at home. Now you act like, what's next with my life? What do I want to do?
Right.
What do I want to do just as much as I want to do football? So now in your late 30s, you have to relearn yourself.
Right.
You have to actually learn yourself for the first time without that football.
Right. Without
and
that
that's
crutch.
A learning curve. Luckily, I just stayed Fred Smoot the whole time.
And we're all better for it.
The fact I'm just saying. So
Frederick.
I didn't have to relearn myself. I just had to go to the next page.
Frederick Smoot.
Yeah, that's what I go
by. Who named you
now.
Frederick?
Well, my mom named me Frederick. And it was after my uncle who happened to be a preacher, a dirty deacon too, not a good preacher.
A dirty deacon.
Dirty deacon.
Okay.
Named me after him. I always hated it because it was an old man's name.
It's still an old man's name.
Is Frederick Dutch-Irish as well?
Yeah, it is. No, it's regular English. All right, so
you're English, Irish,
well,
and
Dutch Irish. It's like the third person ever on earth would name Frederick. Like, it's the easiest name you could pick. Like, I guess my mama was in labor. She didn't want to hear no more, just name him Frederick. Easy. All right? I cut it off to Fred because it was Fred Smoot.
Yes.
And it was...
That's a little better.
It was hipper.
Yes.
But now that I'm 41,
yes.
I go by Frederick. I pay bills, got a 401k, things like that. So okay. Frederick is more appropriate, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and
we're
it
not,
looks better when I write it on paper.
We're not going to rename the show Chicken Frederick. So
why not?
That's too long. It's too damn long is what it is.
Smootradamus. I thought that was your name.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, I put Smoot with everything.
All right, so you lose Kyle Allen, and you're still in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Is that a good thing?
That's a great thing. We're still in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, meaning we can get one of the better quarterbacks from college since Andrew Luck. 6'4 and a half, 230 pounds, 4'5, 40, can make every throw on the field, national champion from Clemson. Why wouldn't we want this guy? And at the worst, we get Justin Fields from Ohio State, a runner slash passer. I just think we're set up. Right now, we're still set up to win the division. Don't forget that.
Right. Yeah,
we still could go to the playoffs and win the division.
It's phenomenal. It's ridiculous. That's how bad the NFC East is. This division sucks, and sucks.
Hey, guess what?
And you can be the best at sucking.
Hey, all I say, the game of the week. Right? This was a game of the week.
Yes.
Right? So at the end of the day, the football still got to be played, no matter who's playing.
Right.
It still got to be played.
Amish, how are we doing on the scores and the tallies?
We're working on it, and not quite there yet. A lot of close games that are taking a while here in the fourth quarter. Yep.
All right, me and Fred have put our betting lines on the line, so as soon as the final games are finished, Cy will take us through who won
what. And I didn't even know that the Amish gambled like this.
Yes.
Because our producer is Amish, and he gambles all the time. And he has tattoos. I think they let him go for what they called it, the Amish, the Ramadan, they let you go.
Did you say Ramadan?
Now, what do they do? What do the Amish do? They give you the...
How would I know? Is anybody Amish here that can tell us what they...
They literally let them go at 18, and they can come back whenever they want to.
Right.
It's called something.
Yeah, well, he didn't come back.
He didn't come back. No. He just left, and he just stayed out.
I'm growing a beard. Yeah. It's,
even
it's
my
not
friends
really
are
good.
Starting to believe I'm Amish now. Everybody is now believing that I'm Amish.
Oh, you're not Amish?
We believe you're Amish.
I thought you were.
We thought you were Amish.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean,
let's just go with that.
You look pretty Amish to us.
Yeah.
I mean, you got your carriage parked out back with the horse. I don't know what are you feeding
and
that
build
thing.
Build your furniture. If you need top notch furniture,
nice.
You come to me.
He can build anybody's furniture that you want. By the way,
rebuild.
Sorry.
We can go so through some of the games that are done if you would like.
No,
we can
no,
at least
we
go.
You want to?
We can at least go through the Washington predictions if you want to.
Oh yeah, let's do the Washington predictions.
Time.
We did. All right. So we had the two Kyle Allen predictions, which are thrown out the window. So.
They're done. You put an X through that.
Yep. Washington football team, total points 23. You both went over, and you both were incorrect.
Ugh.
Right. Antonio Gibson, total yards from scrimmage, 69 and a half. He only had 55. Oh. You both went over.
69
incorrect.
Is such a good year.
What did you say?
I said it's a good year.
69 is a good year?
Yeah, it was a great year.
Were you born then?
79.
But then what are you talking about?
Something my granddaddy repeated to me.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And then Logan Thomas, receiving yards, 31 and a half. He only had 28. Smoot went over and
I went under.
Went under.
So right now I lead 1-0 in the picks. Yep.
And then you both obviously picked the Washington football team to win.
Yeah.
I will let you guys decide. The final score, 23-20. Chick had the Washington football team winning 34-24. Smoot had them winning 30-17. So I'll let you guys decide who's closer there.
So if you add the points up of both, who's the closest to the point spread? Me.
That doesn't. How do you figure that out?
Because
I picked a 10-point win. You picked a 13-point win. It was I was less.
No.
See, I saw this debate coming, so that's why I was figuring out what you guys decide.
Your points was 58 total points.
Yes.
Mine was literally 47 total points. I'm closer with them being closer to the 43 points that they scored totally.
This is horseshit. It's horse crap. All right, so I'll give you that one. So now we're 1-1. Okay, and now we're waiting on the games.
We can go through a few.
All right, let's go through a few games. They don't care, but who cares?
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go.
Ravens at Colts.
Yeah.
Chick, you went over and Smoot went under.
Yes.
I won.
And yeah, Smoot won.
What?
Oh, wait, no, Chick won.
Come on, how could he win and I went under?
I just wanted to play you.
All right, I won.
But y'all both picked the Ravens for the spread, so you both got that.
But I won.
How?
You got.
Wait,
did
you pick under?
The under.
Okay.
Yeah, because. Okay. 34 total points, and the over-under was 48 and a half.
Okay. Smoot gets one.
All right. Bears-Titans. Chick, you went over, and Smoot went under, and Smoot won.
Done it again.
Chick, you picked Tennessee for the minus, or for the spread, and you won over Smoot there.
All right, so that's a...
That's a wash.
That's a wash. Okay, so no, it's zero. Okay. Yep. All right, 3-2.
Lions at Vikings. Chick, you went over. Smoot went under, and Chick won that with the over. And then Smoot won with the spread with Minnesota.
Oh, so that's equal. That's equal. You still down
what?
One.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Spread. You're right. All right, okay.
Hey, I don't trust turtles who wear hats. And I suggest that nobody trusts a turtle that wears hats.
4-3 right now. We're 3-2. What is it? 4-3. 4-3. All right.
All right. And Texans at Jaguars. You both went under and both picked the Texans and were both incorrect.
Yep. Just dead man walking.
Yep. Okay.
And that's the rest we're waiting on.
We're waiting on. Who else are we waiting on?
Let me check to see if they just finished, because there were like three games that
I think
were,
the
had
Carolina
like 20
Panthers
seconds left.
Finished.
Yeah, Seattle. I think they just finished. So let me see here.
Seattle, Buffalo.
All right, Carolina is 31 to the Chiefs 33.
That's a...
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, 64 points.
We both went over, right?
Both went
yeah,
over.
You both went over.
We both picked KC.
And you both picked KC.
Which we would have... Lost.
Yep. So that's a wash.
It's a wash. All right.
And then Seahawks Bills is final now.
That's a 78 points.
Yep. You both went over, so you're both good there.
We both
and you
picked
both
Seattle.
Picked Seattle.
We both lost.
Damn.
A wash.
Oh, I'm finna win this.
Waiting on. Is that it?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Seattle. Y'all lost today.
And then Broncos Falcons just
It's not a good
finished.
Day for birds.
Broncos,
it's just
Falcons.
Not.
Falcons won 34-27.
That's.
Let me do the math here. The Amish are not good at math, so give
that's
me a second
61
here.
Points.
Yeah.
Well, we both picked Denver in the over anyway.
Yep. So that's a wash too.
I see how Fred works. He just started picking whatever I picked.
No, listen. I'm just here to win.
That's unbelievable.
I won.
I can't believe.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all she wrote.
Okay, so you won by one. There you go.
Y'all want to win, Ben, call me. I make
don't,
stops.
No. What are you talking about?
I make stops at the MGM.
What are you clapping for?
I make stops in West Virginia. Wherever y'all need to gamble at, just call me. I'll make sure y'all
win. What are you clapping at? The last 2 weeks, I've beat him like a redheaded stepchild. Like, now you want to.
Hey, where I'm from in Mississippi, we don't talk about old stuff. Hey, you need to go tan. He need to go tan. Right?
I thought Sherman Hemsley was dead. How did the Jeffersons arrive again?
Hey, don't listen to him. Hey, keep on running, brother. Yeah. Don't stop.
It's an internal alcohol rub gone wrong. That's what that is.
When keeping it real goes wrong. All right, thank y'all for my bed and prowess.
Really?
It took a lot this week. I took a lot of heat the last 2 weeks because I wasn't taking it serious.
Okay.
Once I realized my opponent was in Chick Hernandez,
I went home.
I started to really take it serious.
We're not going to hear the end of this.
One of your post-game locker room speeches where you go, we hit rock bottom. We got to come back. Leslie Shepard, we hit rock bottom.
Chick letting him win was probably the worst thing he could have ever done.
This one thing I know for a fact he will never do. He ain't about letting people win. That ain't how you roll.
We're
not going to hear the end of this.
No.
Cornhole champion, bowling champion, betting champion.
Now that I'm taking it serious, you will never win again.
I'll never win again.
Weekly picks, you'll never win again.
I'll never win again.
Never win again.
Mark these words. This will be in the podcast. I'll never win again. I won the first two. He won one, and now he's saying I'll never win again.
You will never. I repeat, never.
We're going to wrap this up. I don't know what Ron Rivera told his team, but if you're a Washington footballer, only $1 in that drawer today. If you're a Washington footballer, you come away from this game thinking what?
5 turnovers, lost by 3. We can play with anybody if we stop killing ourselves. Hmm. Right? We are our own worst enemy right now. Let's say if the turnover margin was 0-0, who wins this game?
Yeah.
Washington favorite to win this game.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the day, once we learn how to win, because learning how to lose is killing yourself. The other team don't have to kill you when you do it yourself.
Right.
All right. Once we learn how to win, then we'll take the next steps. And if I'm the coaching staff, I'm looking at Alex Smith, and after the day wondering how many more years can he play? All right?
Well, he played well. He was rusty. He made some really good throws,
but
he was
rusty.
But he
still showed you the mind of a veteran quarterback.
No question.
And what he can do coming in, throwing for 300 yards in less than 3 quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I'm the coaching staff, I'm sitting down, and we're going to have a talk to you in the next couple of days and figure out can we really move forward with Alex Smith and also having Haskins as his backup until he's ready.
And there's no doubt as we're doing this podcast right here, right now, that the GM of this franchise has already reached out to his scouting staff and said, what quarterback is out there that could be our third guy?
Jason Campbell.
Because I don't Jason Campbell is now wearing an afro. It's over for him.
Yeah, his afro is terrible. I told him about it. It's a Professor Clump afro.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
It's a chia pet.
It's not good.
Just pour water on his neck.
So there's a bunch of quarterbacks on the practice squads that might be picked up. Some veterans out there just sitting there doing nothing.
Colin Kaepernick.
What?
Uh-oh.
Colin Kaepernick.
What'd you say?
Colin Kaepernick, really?
Colin Kaepernick, what?
My knee hurt.
No chance. Zero chance.
Not in National Capital. We ain't even got a name of a team. Nope.
I will lose on purpose before that happens. He's no team's going to do that.
No team's going to do it.
Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed yourselves out here at Augie's in Old Town Alexandria. For you Washington football team fans, sorry. There's always next week against the Detroit Lions. We'll be here right here at Augie's. You'll be here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
All right.
Will you be here? Are you going on one of your golfing escapades?
No. I'll be here.
I've been here every weekend.
You have been. I call golf on PGA Tour Radio. It pays a tad better.
Chick is more of the country club type of guy.
Am I?
Where
I do
my
I look country club to you?
Man. He skips this show all the time to go for the PGA. And by the way, Smoot, did you know I would Bryson DeChambeau today? I don't care. I was at work.
This is some horseshit. All right. Appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week here at Augie's. Chicken Smoot out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.